is the value in the world. That a young guy you was writing, golden insights to the world. Or the demons you were fighting, grab an older piece of work. Grab a seat, let's talk it through. Be an open book, let's take a look at paragraphs lost, that's what we do.
You're listening to Paragraphs Lost, a show where writers dig up the work from their early teens. You know, the stuff that made their parents proud enough to keep in the attic, or the fanfiction that lay forgotten on forums, brimming with ambition and unfortunately lost to the world. Each week, our guests pick a story from those years, read them aloud, and learn to forgive themselves for being 13 years old. I'm Tim Hewitt. This week,
he was kind, caring, and above all, wise. She no longer saw him as a friend, but as a boy. God. Tears swelled in her eyes. She smiled and whispered to him, I love you.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Paragraphs Lost. Today we have Demka. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for asking. Let me know what you brought today.
Today I brought just a snippet of a realistic fiction story that I wrote in my high school creative writing class.
Uh-huh. And what was this, what was the assignment specifically?
Literally the title on the journal page, was what does your character want? ?
Oh, interesting. And so you had to invent a character for the class?
Kind of like throughout the first semester, we were planning this book to write throughout the whole second semester.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so instead of it being, you know, a NaNoWriMo sort of thing where you just had November to write the novel, mm-hmm. we had, like, the whole second semester, January through May, mm-hmm. essentially.
So the creative writing course was to write an entire novel?
Pretty much, yeah.
Whoa, that's exciting. Did you finish it?
I did. I'm not entirely happy with it because it's, well, first of all, it's super cringy.
Uh-huh. That's good.
Just FYI, it's not a story that I'm super proud of. Like, I gave it to my husband, who was then my boyfriend, to mm-hmm. read after I got it typed up and printed out. Mm-hmm. And she had us sew this book together, literally, like, put a cloth on it, sew the different leaflets together, put a cover on it.
The teacher did that?
Huh?
The teacher did that? They sewed it together?
Yeah, No, she had us do it.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, that's very nice of a teacher.
Yeah, like, right. I mean, you know, mm-hmm. but she did the same thing for our journals at the beginning of the year, had mm-hmm. us make them. I guess it's to kind of have that quality factor. She also said, like, if you've sent a book that's already, like, sewn together to a publisher, they might notice it more. Not entirely sure how accurate that is.
I have never heard that tip.
But, you know.
Yeah, I've read a bunch of manuals for submitting things, and maybe I'm wrong, but I've never heard that sewing it together will help you get that hit. But I don't know. It shows a lot of love into it anyway.
I mean, it's like, it's one of those things, when it gets sent in an envelope anyway, they're not going to see it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know.
Well, they got to open it at some point, I suppose.
Right. So, someone's just bored one day, you know.
Right. So tell me, how long was this novel?
Oh, goodness. Actually, I could probably pull that out the same closet I pulled this journal out of.
Mm-hmm.
Goodness. It wasn't terribly long.
Mm-hmm. I was it's an impressive achievement for one semester. Even
right,
if you did prepare
yeah.
for another
first
one.
First time, like, ever writing a book, too.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like it stopped on page, with the author's note and everything, page 109.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, you know, it's not Harry Potter size.
Well, but, you know, Harry Potter had very big font, and people forget that.
That's true. I think I had to ask Google how many words were in the first Harry Potter novel, because uh-huh. I was like, oh, I have no idea.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So what was this novel based on? What had you been drawing from when you were working on it?
So this is the cringy part right here. The novel, I based it around the fact, okay, how do I explain this? Oh, God. The character in the book, Caitlin, is me, question mark, but not really.
Sure, sure.
That's like the most amateurish thing you could do as a writer, right?
Well, it's you know, they tell you to write what you know, and people can be critical of the Mary Sue character, which I feel like that's what everybody starts from, and that's what they should start from. It's just writing about themselves and their experience, even in another person. But how is this character related to you?
Well, she was in orchestra and her love interest doesn't really happen until a little bit later. Uh-huh. Is her across the street neighbor also in orchestra with her? And I based him off of a crush on a dude that I had in high school. This was like the worst possible type of crush. You know what I mean?
Go on.
I based him around my crush, but my character has a different boyfriend first.
Oh, I see.
And turns out he's abusive, you know, breaks her spirit kind of thing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I don't know. It came to me like in a dream, and I was like, ugh. I'm looking back on it now, and I'm like, what the heck was wrong with me?
Grief. Well, no, you were raising the stakes very early. So it is sort of the general plot that she like moves from this abusive relationship into this nice one with the guy that you had a crush on in high school?
Yes, basically. Changed his name, obviously.
Uh-huh.
But, you know.
So he was also in orchestra. He didn't happen to be in the creative writing class too, right?
He was in orchestra with me, wasn't in creative writing with me. He was trying to graduate early, so he didn't have a whole lot of like time for extra electives like the rest of us plebes.
I see. So what did you like about this guy?
Oh my gosh. I honestly don't even remember, but this is like the faintest memory from like my freshman orchestra class. Someone like basically a stoner chick sits right next to me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're practicing, we're playing along, and I guess the teacher turns to work with another section or whatever, so we can kind of whisper to each other while he's doing that, and she goes, psst, guess what? What? David has a crush on you! And I was like, wait, David the bass player? Me? What? And then I look over, I'm just kind of like, I mean, he's cute. And it just snowballed effect from there. It is so bad. Oh my gosh. I look back on it and it was just, you know.
So your crush began because somebody told you he was interested in you?
Exactly. And that's just the And what? This crush like continued from like the end of freshman year, because this was about like April, May or whatever. Throughout my sophomore year of high school, just the whole damn year.
No,
sorry, I don't know if I'm allowed to cuss.
No, you are. That's fine. Okay. Plus, that barely counts anymore. No,
and then like the beginning of my junior year.
That's how they used to last for me too. It was just like a year long thing. I can remember the years better by the names of the crushes I had than sophomore junior, you know.
There you go.
So that's unsurprising. That's but you don't remember anything else about him. Did you ever like talk with him about it or like confront him about it, or were you friends?
I mean, I think we were more acquaintances than anything. He had a different like social group.
I see.
Number one, because at the time I was like, I wasn't raised religious or anything, but my best friend at the time got me into going into church with her. We were Baptist, blah, 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 that sort of thing. He was a Mormon.
So he ran with the Mormon crowd.
He ran with the Mormon crowd, yeah. That was such a strange crowd. I would try to sit with them.
Uh-huh.
And, like, you couldn't cuss.
You couldn't say damn.
You couldn't say damn. No. Crap was okay, though. Crap was okay.
Uh-huh. So, wait. Like, if you let a damn go, would there be just silence at the table?
No, someone would just be like, watch your language. And they'd be like, oh, sorry. And what was so... It's, what's so funny now is I'm actually still really good friends with one of the Mormons in that group.
Uh-huh.
He's actually my... dungeon master for Dungeons and Dragons currently.
So something totally productive and great came out of this then.
I guess so.
That's cool. So tell me about yourself in high school. You mentioned that you were attending Baptist and you were sitting with the Mormons.
Right. Yeah. Jeez.
What did you play in orchestra?
I played the violin originally.
Mm-hmm. Do you still play?
No. I still have my violin. It's in a closet in my house. And I've had this thing, you know, since the fifth grade. I can't bring myself to get rid of it in any way, even though I haven't touched it since my freshman year of college. Mm-hmm. Like,
mm-hmm. I see. So it kind of ended there in high school. What else do you remember about yourself?
Well, in high school, I know for sure. My sister would describe me as one of the scene kids.
Uh-huh. You know?
Raccoon eyeliner. my hair was long and I was still like trying to cut off like blonde bits of it because my grandma used to dye my hair blonde.
Uh-huh.
Like this beach platinum blonde. Like not just some natural blonde color. Nope, blonde.
Your grandma would do that?
My grandma would do that, yeah. And I don't know why I let her do it. I was, you know, a kid. But, like, high school, I was just kind of like, I don't want to be blonde anymore.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. And if you were seen, so you got out, like, the black and blue.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I wore black a lot. I actually did have a pair of trip pants, but then I grew, like, 5 inches. So they became trip capris. Oh, sorry.
Cool. What kind of things were you interested in at the time? What were you trying to do after high school? Do you remember?
I can actually look in this creative writing journal. Like the front half of it was all just kind of like writing about yourself and journaling sort of things.
Mm-hmm.
This page I just opened up to. What's your 5-year plan? This is what I wrote. I hope to graduate high school and go to college and major in being a veterinarian. ... With a minor in creative writing.
Oh, so do you remember if that was just like sucking up to the teacher or was that like your goal you wanted to?
That actually was a goal of mine, I believe. Uh-huh. Like, I know I've always wanted to write.
Mm-hmm.
Being a veterinarian came up because honestly, I think it was one of those things. I looked it up one day in like middle school, probably for like a career class or whatever. And I was like, what makes a lot of money? Because my parents at the time were broke as sin. Like,
right.
I was just like, I want to make more than my parents combined.
Right.
And I found veterinarian, which also matched up with a personality test they had us take in eighth grade for like a career option.
A personality test told you to be a veterinarian. Wow.
Pretty much, yeah. But that was personality me in eighth grade.
You seem like you could study hard enough to be a doctor, but you don't have any people skills.
That's true. Yes, it's true.
That's interesting. Well, the thing about being a veterinarian, and perhaps a listener will correct me on this, is I believe it takes more time in school than being a doctor.
Oh, yeah. I did, like, all the research. It was like, you know, you have undergrad, and then you've got to, like, do 4 more years on top of that. I think maybe another extra little bit more. I don't even remember, quite honestly. I just remember that I, like, knew it all. I was just kind of like, okay, I'm going to be in school for this many years. I'm going to become, like, a major vet, not, like, a vet tech, which I guess is simpler to become than an actual veterinarian. But and then with a minor in creative writing, I think the only reason why I thought about doing that was because my dad had told me about how Stephen King was a creative writing teacher while he was working on his books. And I was like, that's so cool. And I don't know how that translated to me wanting a minor in creative writing, but there you go.
I know that you're familiar with Michael Crichton.
Yes, yes.
He was in med school when he wrote his first books, but he wrote them all under a pseudonym. I remember reading his autobiography, and he was saying that I didn't tell anyone I was a writer because I was afraid they would look down on me if they found out. And then they found out, and they all looked down on me.
I think that's every writer's fear, is like, yeah, I'm writing a book. They're just gonna like scoff at you, like, sure, okay, what are you, J.K. Rowling?
Who isn't writing a book?
Who is you, hipster?
No. Yeah, no, I get that feeling, like, even today.
Me too.
I avoid people telling people I'm a writer. You know, right up until the point when I have something for them to actually read. in that good, like, in that 2 week space where I'm still proud of the thing and I don't want to hide it forever.
I'm still anxious about telling people what I'm writing currently. And I know I shouldn't be, like, earlier I think I mentioned that my husband, who was then my boyfriend, read this book my junior year.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, apparently he thought it was really good. Like, he had, like, the actual book, like, in his car and would, like, go out to read it during his breaks.
That is so sweet.
And I was just like, God. I don't know if he was just reading it. This is still, like, my anxiety talking. It's like, did he read the book because he likes me and wanted to, like, just bulldoze through it because it wasn't that long, but like, did he actually like it? And he swears he actually liked it, and well, it was very interesting.
He did marry you, so
that's true, you know.
I suppose at some point he might have considered the idea that you might be talented. But
there you go.
So why don't we get into the excerpt?
Sure, yeah, let's go ahead and do that. It was written as, like, a journal thing, second half of the creative writing journal. Literally, the title of the assignment was, "What Does Your Character Want?"
Okay.
This is, like, the first time in this whole journal that I wrote a whole page. And
cool.
Didn't have any print spaces. Nice. Okay.
It's the baby
apparently
steps.
I wrote some words in cursive as, like, italicized words just so I could have emphasis on them.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
That's so weird. Oh,
you know, no, that's a hard thing to figure out, like, by hand, how to put emphasis into words. I always, like, end up writing things in cap, but then it looks like I'm yelling it.
Ah! Yeah.
And then if I slip into cursive, then I'm just going to do that for the rest of the page because my hand gets confused. No, it's a question.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so what does your character want?
All right. All Caitlin wants is her old life back. ... She hasn't been the same since John came around. John took all that she was, her confidence, self-worth, and her independent nature. Yes, it is true. She wanted her freedom. Why? She wants to be rid of John and his rainbow game, quote unquote.
What?
That came up. That's going to have to be a side tangent.
Well, let's tangent away. What was the rainbow game?
Okay, so I had this weird dream during this, like, being in right before creative writing, actually.
Uh-huh.
It involved my crush of the time, David. David, if you're listening to this, I'm so sorry. But instead of him being the good guy, he was the bad guy. And the rainbow game, do you remember that, like, eraser game where you would, like, count to see, like, how long it would take for you to, like, start bleeding by erasing yourself? Do you remember that?
No.
Okay.
What were they doing in Texas?
Everything and anything. Trust me, we're boring.
We played quarters. Do you remember quarters?
Oh, it's kind of like, oh God, what are those plastic things? Shit.
Are you thinking of pogs?
I'm thinking of pogs, yeah.
So, no, quarters was, well, I guess, similar. I can't remember what the actual game was, but I know if you lost, somebody would flick a quarter as hard as they could into your knuckles, like on the table.
That's kind of like that same...
Yeah, yeah, no, it's all in that hurt somebody genre of high school games.
Like, which... this was like my generation's version of the Tide Pod Challenge, I would say. You know what I mean? Like, the eraser, just how many times you could, like, go before, like, you're just scabbed over on the back of your hand.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What did you,
like...
What did you... This...
But, like...
Oh, my God. What, I assume there was some kind of moral panic among the teachers and principal about this.
Oh, I'm sure there was. I just don't remember it. Because I wasn't one of the kids that got involved in it. So, like, in the dream, instead of it being numbers, it was, like, saying the colors of the rainbow.
So,
like, but and not on the back of your hand, like, on your wrist. I had a friend who, I think subconsciously... I had a friend at the time who was cutting herself, too.
Oh, I see.
So I guess that's what my subconscious was, like, trying to process, was that as well, as, mm-hmm. As well as a crush on a Mormon. Mm-hmm. I don't know. And this story that's popping up in my head.
Both of them are equally difficult to deal with.
Especially when you're 15. So, like, it was, like, you know, red, orange, yellow, and, like, just see if you could get through... I don't know, I guess a certain number of rainbows.
Uh-huh.
So that's where the rainbow game comes up.
I see. And was John playing the rainbow game on himself, or was he like...
Caitlin.
Oh, I see. Yeah, no, yeah. Caitlin, I would have been pretty sick of that too.
Yeah.
Like, right away.
Oh my gosh. And here's the weird part, like, our teacher had us do that Myers-Briggs test too. Uh-huh. Both on herself and as our character.
Oh, did you get the same result?
Surprisingly, no. I somehow ended up making my character an extrovert.
Can I ask what your Myers-Briggs is?
Well, I think INFP. Yeah,
hey!
It's still the same after all these years. Yeah.
Me too.
That's crazy. Yeah.
No, a lot of people don't put much stock into this, but I just think it's a lot of fun and a lot more fun than astrology.
Yeah, which, you know, I was hella into that too in high school. Like, oh my God. Like, I would read, like, Facebook horoscopes that for the day,
mm-hmm.
every morning before school, I remember. And, like, the lucky color of the day is... yellow, and I'm like, I'm gonna wear something that's yellow today, maybe I'll get lucky. God, I was so cringy, and I'm saying this out loud now, just makes me want to just go back in time and knock myself in the back of the head. Like, what is your deal, Demka?
Honestly, it's a simpler life.
Yeah,
like, sure. If you can wake up and somebody tells you wear this today, this color,
and like, yes!
Good things could happen, like, I'd follow that. Even if I knew it wasn't true, I'd follow that.
Right, yeah.
It just makes things easier for me. And then when something good happened, I could actually take credit for it because I made a good decision.
It's like, oh yeah, it's because I wore that yellow pants. Today.
Like a smart person.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay, back to the excerpt.
Yep.
Rewind a little bit. She wants to be rid of John and his rainbow game. Escape? She tried. Swig of NyQuil and vodka along with a whole can of Purple Monster. Disclaimer, I have never done that. So I have actually still no idea what that actually does to you. I have to ask a friend.
A whole can of Monster?
A full can of Purple Monster, which they don't even make that anymore. Sad.
Yeah, it's always sad when an energy drink you like goes out of...
Literally, out of like print. Grape juice, but anyway... The haze was temporary. The hallucinations weren't. There were bugs everywhere. She was lucky, though. Andrew found her in the bathroom. Andrew is the David character.
Mm-hmm.
Cleaning her shoes of the imaginary bugs. Of the imaginary bug remains. Blah. Out cold.
Oh, no,
she
Andrew.
She realizes that John is the problem. He causes her pain. It's because of him that she is afraid of blood, pain, and knives. That got dramatic real quick. Holy crap.
Mm-hmm. No, it went from erasers to knives.
Erasers to knives. Oh, God. On the couch, she looks up to Andrew, a boy who was her best friend and neighbor for even longer. He was kind, caring, and above all, wise. She no longer saw him as a friend, but as a boy. Good God. Tears swelled in her eyes. She smiled and whispered to him, "I love you." ... And fell back into dreamland once more. ...
I really like that you went with, she saw him as a boy and not like as a man.
She's a boy, cursed too. She's like, boy.
That's really sweet.
Like, it's both adorable and just kind of like, oh God, facepalm.
So, well, it's, no, I think just having this idea of somebody to save you from things is generally pretty sweet. Where were you getting inspiration for John from? Like, was this from things that you'd been reading at the time?
Probably that is honestly a really good question, because like my husband was like my first like real boyfriend kind of thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, before that, I had, like, an online relationship. It was crap, but whatever.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, I'd never really had, like, an abusive relationship sort of thing. So I have no idea where that really stemmed from. It had to have been from something I read at the time.
Mm-hmm. I see. Well, I mean, it could have just come from, like, you know, your creative writing teacher tells you that you need a conflict in your story.
Yeah, like an antagonist. It can't just be slice of life every chapter going after the true love.
So tell me, what else was in your creative writing journal about the story?
Character number poem. Or character's number poem.
Okay.
I'm not entirely sure what a number poem's supposed to be. But like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You have these 8 numbers, and I'm not sure how you pick these numbers, quite honestly. But like, 0, the number of times I have moved for the character, which is a lie for me because I have moved God knows how many times. I probably look on my numbers poem.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's good that you're making these efforts to distinguish yourself.
Right, yeah. This is not me, I promise. Even though it was clearly me. 2, the number of languages I can speak, and my lucky number. To be fair, 2 is still my favorite number. Maybe not my lucky number, but it's still my favorite number.
What do you like about 2?
I don't really know. Like, I don't know. Like, in the current story I'm writing, it's a fantasy story, similar to Naruto ? And the team is like the second team, so they're team 2. I don't know where that came from, honestly. I don't know. I just, for some reason, 2 is a good number. It's a pleasing number. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird.
Mm-hmm. Okay, fair enough. Can you speak 2 languages?
I cannot, actually.
Okay.
I have no idea what the heck the second language is supposed to be, though, for this book character. Like, maybe it's Gaelic. I have no idea. I was probably trying to make it Irish. Who knows?
All right, keep going.
300. Approximately the number of panda items I own. I do still like pandas. I don't have anywhere near that number of panda things, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think I have 1 stuffed animal. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Well, once you tell somebody that you have a favorite animal, that gets around, and that's your gifts every year. So you could easily amass 300. We have my wife is really into giraffes, so we have, I would say, about 300 giraffe things littered around the apartment. Which, to be fair, a lot of those I bought over the years.
Weirdly enough, that actually happened, but not with my favorite animal.
Mm-hmm.
Owls.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I have no idea how it really happened, except maybe, like, going to the mall with my mother in high school, and I just saw this thing at the, oh God, what is that store? Earthbound. There it is.
Uh-huh.
And just, they just had these kind of cute-looking boho chic owl looking things, and I was like, oh, those are cute, which I guess my mother interpreted that as, owls are her favorite animal. I will get her all the owl things.
From and now then on,
I have somehow like motherly transmitted to my mother-in-law or soon to be thereof. And she started getting the owl things. And now my dad got me an owl mug. And I'm just like, what happened? Is this how Grandma Jean got all her frogs?
So do you like owls?
They're cute. Yeah.
They're all right.
They're all right. I'm not going to decorate my classroom with owls, but I...
Have you tried to explain this to your parents?
I mean, yeah, but I think my dad might have forgotten.
Uh-huh. Well, now it's just a thing.
He also got me a cookie jar this Christmas, and I'm just like, oh, dear. I mean, it's happening again.
If it were me, I would just get you owls because it's funny at this point.
Yeah, at this point, it is, yeah. Maybe my sister's in on it now, and she's just like, you should totally get her that owl thing. She'll love it.
Cool. All right, what's the next line?
One, which for some reason I wrote that as a Roman numeral and everything else is regular numbers. Okay. The only boy who broke my heart and the number of siblings I have. Like, and I wrote this all in cursive too. That's impressive, actually.
That's some fun trivia.
So,
is John the character?
John is the character who broke her heart, yes.
Yeah. Damn it, John.
Yeah, John. And this is John spelled J-O-N.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you can't trust those Johns.
Oh, yeah, you can't trust those Johns, ever.
It's J-O-N.
I made his last name Rodriguez, too, now that I think about it. What the hell? I have no idea.
It's J-O-H-N's or nothing. Sorry, Johns, if you're listening to this. I am just joking.
It's true. Three. The number of movies I like, heart. What movies are those? Oh my gosh, I feel like a teacher now who wants to just write in red pen, be specific, which my creative writing teacher actually didn't hear.
Oh, well, you know, this was just a journal assignment. She might not have even read it.
She probably didn't, no. Number six. The number of years I've played the violin, which I guess might have been true at that point for me, too.
Mm-hmm.
I started in fifth grade. I had to skip sixth grade because I had to take a special reading class.
Mm-hmm.
Seventh grade, eighth, ninth, 10th, 11th. So seven. I might not have counted fifth grade then. Mm-hmm. I had to. Or no, I didn't count sixth grade because I didn't do it. There you go. That's where my number came from. Cool.
Cool.
Seven. The number of years I've known Andrew Thomas.
I have no idea where the last name
Thomas came from.
He's got two first names. That's a really stand-up guy.
Right, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Actually, no, he has three first names, because I remember his middle name being Blake.
Andrew Blake Thomas.
Andrew Blake Thomas. Jesus. I think, actually, Thomas might have come from my crush's middle name. Oh, gosh. Uh-huh. So much cringe. Oh, no.
You were telegraphing this, huh?
I might have been. Might have been subtly saying, I have a crush on this dude, even though this is not subtle at all, and I'm not a subtle person. Let me just hit you with a hammer that says I love you.
Was it the kind of thing where you'd like leave the book accidentally at the Mormon table and walk away?
No. Definitely not. Mostly because, like, where did Andrew even come from? Oh, yeah. Sixth grade crush. There it is. Okay.
Well, I was actually wondering if these were all just people that you'd had a crush on.
Yeah, pretty much. Probably.
Rolled up into one character.
Yeah, you know.
To save you from the evil John.
Save me from evil John, yes.
Andrew
ten
Blake.
And a half. Number of years I've been in school. That's oddly generic, but that shows me she's a sophomore. So. Uh-huh.
Right, so that's exactly when you were writing it.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Actually, a junior in creative writing when I was doing this, so like at this point I like passed my crush
mm-hmm.
on David, was on to other things.
I see. So this was sort of reflecting on that, I suppose.
I think so, or just kind of like wanting to get the story out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of what my current project is now, like just getting the story out kind of a thing,
right?
Because it's been in my head so long.
Right. Well, that's what's so useful. You mentioned NaNoWriMo. It's what's so useful about that kind of month. It's just the thing that's been swimming around in your head. You can finally get it out, you know, good or bad.
Exactly.
It's just remove it. Storyectomy.
Get it out.
Yeah.
Get it out. I can't think of anything else.
Yeah, yeah. So now, do you still have the novel itself?
I do, actually.
Mm-hmm. What do you think when you're reading through it now?
Well, I haven't read through it in quite a while. Like, the front cover, I remember distinctly creating on paint.net on my laptop because it was the closest thing to Photoshop that I had. And since I was no longer in that animation class I took in 10th grade.
Would you mind sending along a picture of the cover?
Yeah, let me do that. It's actually a photo of me at the time holding my violin, like in the hallway. You can see a locker in it. Got my name on it and everything. Music is Love was the title.
Oh my God.
I know.
Romantic.
Right? Music is Love. And like, I had the little bass clef, treble clef heart, which, fun fact, I have that as a tattoo on my shoulder.
Oh, cool.
Right?
So a lot of this has really stuck with you.
Pretty much, yeah.
In their formative way. So did the story mostly revolve around the orchestra and meeting the person in orchestra then?
Yeah, a little bit. Like, it was one of those things, like, my teacher also encouraged us to do, like, more of a in media res sort of thing, like an in the middle of things.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I started writing this, I think, in 10th grade. I like had a little turquoise spiral that I took with me everywhere. Actually, it wasn't really that little. It was massive.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I remember writing it like when I got done with my homework in my geometry class. And then, just, yeah. Cool. I first started off the story like, oh, that's a poem. Okay. For chapter one. Interesting. I started off with like her being like 7, I think. I have no idea. I can't do math right now. When Andrew and his family like first moves in.
Oh, I see.
Across the street and like her meeting him and like, that's like all I remember of like what I started writing with, but like, talking with a friend who had taken creative writing the year before and like what she learned and doing in media res sort of things. So starting in the middle of things, I think I actually started it like when she's in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently chapter one started off as like a, not really a poem, but more like, I have no idea. This is.
Would you like to read it?
Sure. Yeah, let's do it.
Cool.
Chapter one. I want to die. Why am I living? If I was to do it over, would I still be bleeding for no reason at all? If I can change it all, I would know what's really in my heart. I know you're there. I'm reaching for you, but I feel guilty every time I do. I wish I wasn't afraid of him anymore. Good grief. I had a very interesting love with the ellipses.
Uh-huh. Oh, did all these have ellipses following them?
Almost. Except for the questioning ones. Like, those actually had question marks. Some commas, but I have a lot of ellipses.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly didn't even realize, like, how much I used ellipses until I took creative writing in college.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they made you stop?
My professor was just like, stop. That's unnecessary. So many periods. Unnecessary. Stop. And I was like, okay.
You know what that comes from? You mentioned that you'd had an online relationship before, and you know, I was online with people a lot too, and I feel like that's a habit that you just pick up when IM was a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when everyone was getting started, yeah, and there weren't any rules about how to do it, but a lot of dot dot dots just ending conversations.
I remember doing that, like, previously to that, like, during that whole like sophomore year thing too, my best friend, who was also the self-harming sort of situation, mm-hmm. She ended up actually going to a different high school that year,
mm-hmm.
or because of it. Like, she went to like an alternative high school sort of thing.
Oh, I see.
Because like, I don't know what it was about like regular school, but it just, it didn't work out for her.
Mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. which it made me sad, obviously. I couldn't see my best friend, like, all the time, like I had been used to.
Right. So, were you just, like, talking with her a lot at the time?
Yeah,
just
like, over, yeah. At the time, like, we had this, we both had Gaia Online accounts.
Mm-hmm.
And we would, like, create little chat rooms in, like, the fishing game or the puzzle game or whatever they had at the time. And just,
uh-huh.
we would chat with each other there. We also role-played a lot.
Uh-huh.
Which actually stemmed into my current project.
Uh-huh.
And, like.
Oh, like, wow.
Yeah. Like. We would do that, and, like, the story was, like, churning in my head. Like, her characters are in the story still, like.
Wow. Yeah, yeah, no, it's amazing, like, how long these things can stay with you. Had you realized, like, going back to this, is there anything that you see then that reminds you of your writing now?
Definitely would say that I have a love for cursive font on the computer for just like my chapter titles, you know?
Yeah, no, it's important to get the fonts right.
Yeah. I don't know what I typed this in. I think I might have typed it in Times New Roman.
Mm-hmm.
What am I seeing here? Okay. So, like, for thoughts, like, when a character's, like, just thinking in their heads, I still do, like a slanted, like, I italicize it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. Cool. I was sort of meaning, like, kind of thematically, like, were you writing about the same things now that you were writing about then, or what has changed in terms of, like, what you're interested in?
You know, honestly, not a whole lot. Like, I would classify maybe this as being, like, a realistic fiction mm-hmm. sort of story.
Mm-hmm.
But, but, like, now I'm, like, writing things that are, like, more fantasy and...
Mm-hmm. I see. So it's, you've kind of trended towards, would you say more fun things?
Yeah, more fun things.
Rather
sure.
than using this as a way of processing
the
difficult year behind you. I gotcha. Cool. I do hope that, You do get to read through it again, perhaps with your husband now, and he can point out all the very great things that he liked about it to you, just oh, so yeah. you can get that anxiety out of the way.
Exactly.
it sounds like you wrote a novel when you were a teenager, and that's something to really, really be proud of.
Yeah, I would say so. It's definitely like motivation, and I'm just like, I did this once before. I can do it again.
Mm-hmm.
It might take a lot longer because it's going to be a lot longer.
Yeah, you got to top that 109 page.
Yeah, I think definitely. I think I'm already there. I've already topped that, but still.
Okay. Congratulations. So this would be your second novel that you're working on now?
Yes. Well, yeah, it technically would be.
Mm-hmm. Have there been attempts in between?
Yeah, attempts in between of the few other story ideas, but I always drifted back to my current project,
mm-hmm.
you know, like mm-hmm. it had been an idea swimming in my head since like eighth grade.
Right. Right. It sounds like you just need to get this one out.
Yeah. it's just there and it's been growing in my head
mm-hmm.
and I'm just like, get it out, please. I can't write anything else.
Mm-hmm. Do you still talk with the friend that you had developed the story with?
Not as much as I used to,
mm-hmm.
quite honestly.
Mm-hmm.
She lives in Plainview, which is a smaller town in Texas, and she moved there for college. I haven't really kept up with her since she moved, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And then I moved, like, about an hour and a half, like, north of her, but, like, we're still, like, friends on, like, Tumblr. And
yeah.
We end up, like, reblogging each other's posts a lot.
Right. Does she know that you're still working on the story?
She does. Last I talked to her, I had sent her a snippet of a major death of a major character.
Uh-huh.
And she messaged me back saying that she cried.
Oh, no.
Because it was actually one of her characters. She wanted him to die, too.
Okay, I was going to ask. I hope you got permission for it.
Like, it was her idea first. I just expanded upon it.
Right. Well, no, that's what you got to do. kill off each other's characters. That's pretty what's most important with the group role play.
Pretty much. Like, I didn't even like think about like role playing with other people until I got to a certain like point in my story thinking about it. I was just kind of like, I need another person for this because I have no idea what this looks like in my head.
I gotcha.
Funny enough, like rewriting the story and like actually getting it into like words that don't make me want to vomit in my mouth. I got to that part in my story again. I was just like, I just got to do this by myself. Oh, I'm going to skip it for now. And I skipped it for like a year and a half. Just forward. I finally went back this summer though and got it done.
Mm-hmm. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Any bit of progress is always
impressive. Was a crawl. It was a crawl.
But you got there.
But I got there.
All right. Well, best of luck on your current project, and thank you so much for coming on and sharing your old one. And
thank you for having me and laughing with me.
No worries. And hopefully we can get a picture of that the title page to put on Facebook.
Sure, definitely. I sent it through the Skype chat, so.
Perfect. I look forward to seeing it. Thank you so much, Demka.
Not a problem. Thank you for having me, Tim.
All right.